This is a CKTZ News update. On August 5th, independent biologist Alexandra Morton posted a picture of the Raza Island fish farm as it left the Discovery Islands to her Facebook page. She later explained,
"Wild salmon are not surviving salmon farms anywhere in the world. I'm just shocked that this is even debated. But we have a minister of fisheries who took this seriously and has removed the salmon farms from the Discovery Islands. So Raza was the last farm in Discovery Islands proper, in the southern part of Discovery Islands, to leave. And I followed online the tugboat that was towing it. And strangely, they dropped it off at the big docks where the cruise ships come in Victoria. And where it goes from there, I don't know, but I suspect it may be going to Clackwood Sound to the Cermak farms there in the Housat territory."
John Paul Fraser, executive director of the BC Salmon Farmers Association, said,
"The fallout continues from the government's decision back in December 2020 to not extend the licenses for those farms in the Discovery Islands area. Soon after, we did issue a report that detailed the potential economic damage, both in terms of lost jobs, both direct and indirect lost business activity, and also lost animals. Well over 4 million juvenile smolts that would otherwise have grown out into those farms and found themselves in sushi restaurants and dinner plates across Canada and elsewhere have been euthanized. Layoffs have been ongoing now for about 3 to 4 months from some of the producer companies in the area, and the economic fallout for supplier companies, all of whom are small, local, homegrown Vancouver Island companies, is being assessed."
I saw Raza being relocated. Do you have any specifics about any of the other farms?
I think what we're looking at is a period of adjustment as required by this decision. You know, companies need to make adjustments, and that's ongoing. And again, we'll probably have some more information about that in the weeks to come.
Seeing the Raza farm move out of the Discovery Islands area is very significant. This, once again, I was counting sea lice on juvenile salmon in that area of Discovery Islands. And, you know, wonderfully, all the farms in the heart of the islands, the Okasolo area, they were gone. But due to the way the waterways are constructed, because Raza was still stocked with Atlantic salmon, I could see the print of that farm on the juvenile wild salmon in the form of juvenile sea lice. So sea lice are really easy to study on young wild fish because they change their body shape for every few days for the first 30 days. And so as they went by Hole in the Wall, which is a channel that connected Okasolo with the Raza Island area, I could see juvenile lice were sprinkled on the young salmon. Then as they moved up into Okasolo, they didn't get any more lice. And as they kept going, they continued to be clean as they passed Chatham Point, where the lighthouse is, and entered Johnson Straits. But in the Johnson Straits area, Maui had some stocked salmon farms. And so again, they got another sprinkle of lice there. So the removal of Raza and consequently the removal of farms up in the Johnson Straits area means that all of the young wild salmon leaving the Fraser River next year will not be impacted by salmon farms, will not be subjected to billions of larval sea lice, virus particles, bacteria, all of the things that come out of these marine feedlots.
We intend by the time we have a new minister or a new government, which is in the months or the weeks ahead, because there's very likely to be a federal election, we'll be in a position to show the damage that the new minister's predecessor has caused completely on her own. We know that the department and the work that they did with the nations in the area recommended that we proceed. We did all the science, all the work to justify our presence in the area, but politically it was decided that we don't belong. And you've seen, I think, Roy, evidence lately of companies and nations coming together to try to find some solutions to go forward, in particular to allow for transfers to occur so that fewer animals could die and fewer jobs could be lost. Agreements with the area nations that have the strength of claim, those are rejected as well by the federal government on the term of, on the basis of lacking social acceptability. It's hard to imagine that a company and a First Nation can come together in agreement to proceed only for it to be deemed by the mothership government that it is socially unacceptable. Pretty insulting.
He's referring to the DFO's decision to not allow Cermak Canada to transfer smolts to the Brent Island and Venture Point farms, even though they had the unanimous support of the Wewakum Council, whose traditional territories encompass those farms. Cermak filed an injunction, which the courts dismissed on July 2nd, 2021.
So the damage is ongoing, not just in terms of jobs and economic activity, but really relationships among nations and among people in the area. This is a very challenging and caustic situation that this government has created for the purpose of gaining votes in Vancouver. There's still very positive dialogue amongst everyone in the community that wants to see this succeed down the line. We're down, but we're not dispirited. We know that if we keep working really hard on innovation and we keep working really hard on relationships, there's potential for better days. It's an industry that's, if it hasn't thought that way for decades, wouldn't be what it is right now. And the future in terms of those relationships and building those relationships on Vancouver Island in particular with communities, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, is really actually very exciting. It's a driving force really behind our outlook. It's what we look at as a real opportunity, and that's not going to end. And something else we are excited about talking to the new minister about is just that level of partnership and friendship and relationship building that is ongoing.
Well, I don't know if the salmon farming industry has noticed that this province is on fire. People are dying from heat, from unprecedented heat. And one of the things that wild salmon do is they feed our forests. They transport millions of tons of nitrogen from the ocean. You can actually see the growth rings of the trees are wider when wild salmon come in and feed those trees. So first of all, farm salmon do nothing to that dynamic. They in no way help us combat climate change. But as well, I have lived and continue to live in small fishing villages on this coast. And the impact of the decline of wild salmon has been devastating. You know, the fisheries are closed. There just are no wild salmon. Big rivers like the Glendale in Knights Inlet have 0.1% pink salmon coming back. And so the grizzly bears are starving and spreading out over Vancouver Island, wreaking havoc in villages and also harming the wilderness tourism industry. The salmon farming industry offers a handful of low-paying corporate jobs that really nobody is very excited about. Oh yeah, there's some good jobs in management. John Paul Fraser probably makes a good salary. But this industry is mechanizing. They are not about jobs. They never were about jobs. The wild salmon economy is so much greater in terms of tourism, wilderness tourism, fishing, commercial fishing, and food security, and fighting climate change. The value of wild salmon is so much greater than these disgusting Atlantic salmon farms that, you know, are full of fish fighting mouth rot and piscine orthoreovirus from Norway and sea lice outbreaks that they cannot control. It's just really, it's been a con job, Roy. And this year, we're going to see pink salmon returning to the Broughton Archipelago that did not go by any salmon farms. And I'm very curious about how their return will look compared to other recent years, because I watched them go to sea as babies and they did not have the lice all over them. If they don't have the lice, they probably don't have the viruses and don't have the bacteria from these farms either. So I'm enormously grateful to Minister Bernadette Jordan, our fisheries minister, who unbelievably said no to restocking the salmon farms in the Discovery Islands. And, you know, John Horgan did listen to the First Nations of the Broughton Archipelago, who are busily getting rid of 17 salmon farms. So we have 36 salmon farms that are either gone or scheduled to be decommissioned. This is unprecedented. So the strongholds for this industry remain on the West Coast, out of Gold River and Tofino, and the Central Coast around Clem 2. But all of the other nations are working to get rid of this industry, with a few exceptions.
You've been listening to interviews with independent biologist Alexandra Morton and John Paul Fraser, executive director of the BC Salmon Farmers Association, about the last fish farm leaving the southern Discovery Islands.